Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we want more of your phone calls in or out on Mitch Marner. He's the hot free agent officially now that Toronto's season ended last night. Hilarious. Can the Wings benefit? Should the Wings go in on Marner? In or out? Let's get to Johnny in Garden City. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
As a screener, I told you, I was, you know, from here, born and raised here, huge, huge Leafs fan, so I'm in misery this morning, per the usual. My stance on it, you guys would benefit huge from Mitch Marner. Excellent, excellent player.
You're not trolling us?
No.
Because some people say, oh, he'd fit right in with this bunch of losers who can't get in the playoffs to begin with. You legitimately mean that.
I legitimately mean that, and I think he's better than anybody that you guys currently have right now.
Yep.
Anybody. He's a great skater. He's not soft whatsoever. He's a, like you've been saying, he's a point producer. I think the biggest problem with us is the pressure, and he's going to be gone, but this is the problem. He's going to cost a lot of money.
Yep.
Are they willing to pay him?
My gut says no. My gut on two levels. One, the deals Yzerman's done, they've been battles, and he does not like to give ground on contracts. He's not someone who races out and gives highest and best, and he's really against some of the term that's been handed out. Now, maybe it's different because they're at a point where they need to go out and add an impact player, and Marner is that. But the other thing Yzerman has repeatedly told us, I'm not going to make a move just to get in the playoffs. I'm making moves to win the Stanley Cup. Does Yzerman believe Mitch Marner can be the highest paid player on a Stanley Cup team? And he might take the long approach and say no. But we've seen you got to take one step before you take two and three. Yeah,
well, we know he's usually going to take the long approach.
It's been 8 years, you know.
So if a move like this, he'd have to act like swiftly, way quicker than normal. Like, there's no time to digest and term and get into some tangling. This is a guy that will probably have a contract by 2-3 o'clock the first day.
Immediately.
Yes.
He'll be presented with offers from more than a handful of teams.
This is a splash. This opens eyes around the league. I mean, think about it for a second here, because I've been waffling a little bit, but when you just put it simply as he would be the best player on their team next season. Go do it and figure out the rest.
Yeah, that's my thing. If we stall out 2-3 years from now, we're already stalling now. Let's stall out two rounds deeper and be in a position to have better
conversations.
Yeah, those are conversations you'd rather be having.
It would certainly shake things up. It would. Maybe another move comes with it this summer. Maybe that move doesn't need to come because you want to see how Marner blends with these guys. He's pacifying his captain. His captain pleaded out for something like this. I mean,
he's already talked publicly about murder.
And I don't think you're getting a bust here. That's the one thing why I really like. I don't think you're going to get a guy who just ends up floundering. That doesn't happen at this age in the NHL with guys who have the point production that he has.
He's in the prime of his career, and he's already shown that he's proven year in, year out.
I mean, the more I'm thinking about this, first off, he's not interested. I don't know what I mean. Whatever.
Yeah.
But if he loses out, you know, there's going to be talk of free agents don't want to come here and this or that. If Yzerman actually swung for the fences.
Look, there's going to be a lot of teams to go after Mitch Marner. I think one team to watch for, and it might be to their own detriment, is Pittsburgh. Their general manager is the old Maple Leafs GM. If they're trying to keep this Crosby, Carlson, Letang, Malkin ship afloat, they may
try
to
win it one more time.
Throw him an absurd amount of money. I mean, we just don't know how this is going to play out. But for Wings fans to go, we don't want him.
I think if Yzerman went for the big swing and missed, it would be a little bit like Harris missing on Bregman in terms of, hey, at least we know he went after it and he changed his philosophy to it. Because right now the thought is he won't do this because he won't give them what other teams will, right?
So, I mean, the big question is going to be, what are other teams willing to give him? 7 years, 12?
12-5?
Like, if it goes to 12-5, like, is there that 13? Much of a difference? If you're willing to go 12, why wouldn't you go 12-5? If you're going to go 12, why wouldn't you go 13?
But he has nickel and dimed contracts in the past.
Steve Yzerman, yes. I mean, Stamkos famously, like, probably could have got more if he didn't stay in Tampa at the time, but Yzerman whittled him down and fought him on every dollar. But I mean, the Larkin thing, that didn't get ugly, but it did get to a point where someone had to blink, and Yzerman kept him under $9 million.
I would argue, though, that it was quite tactful to nickel and dime a Stamkos type deal. This is not a nickel dimer. This is a splash. You better have them sewn up probably as the sun rises that day.
And it was an easier sell to Stamkos. Hey, we're chasing a Stanley Cup. And he was a guy already on the roster. To get a free agent, guys hit free agency because they want to get paid. And again, cap's going up. All your guys are cost controlled. All your key young players are on long-term friendly deals. This is the time to justify it.
And again,
the question is this the player? But I'll say, yeah, I'll take a shot on him getting a second chance, second life with a new organization, and pin a lot of this on the fact that Toronto is a toxic organization that hasn't won a cup in, what, 50-plus years now? 67, their last championship. Let's get to Nick in Pontiac. Nick, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Like your show.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Hey, I just wanted to say, like, we look at the Marner situation like buying a stock. His stock could have a dip right now, so this actually might be good timing. You guys were touching on that a little bit earlier. I don't think a lot of teams are going to assess him as, like, a bum that can't win in the playoffs. And to people's point about him not having grit, he played 80 games last year. I mean, he's missed, like, 12 games in the past 3 years. A player has to have grit to get through the NHL season that way.
Yeah, he played 81 games this year, all but one game. Super productive player, career high in points, 102 points, 75 assists, the third most in hockey behind only MacKinnon and Kucherov. And again, a lot of those primary assists, despite what the spin out of Toronto is. Look, if they scapegoat him, someone else's game.
Yeah, I mean, they could... If they do scapegoat him, and you got to give enough credit to a lot of other GMs that they're going to still covet Mitch Marner. It's not, you know, if he can't win in the playoffs in Toronto, it doesn't mean he can't win in the playoffs. It doesn't mean he can't make your team better.
I also wonder if he still stays in Toronto. I know it feels unthinkable today, like the day after the team collapsed. He's from Ontario. If they pony up, they could say, hey, this is the deepest we've been, the closest we've been. We took the reigning Stanley Cup champs to a game 7 on our home ice. It's not good enough. We're going to keep taking cracks at it. I don't know if he hits true free agency, but the moment, the door's cracked open right now, their season's over, and he should at least, John, he should at least hear offers from around the league at this point.
Yeah, so if anybody's wondering, it's noon on July 1st.
Countdown's on.
Because I don't think he lasts till the end of business on July 1st.
No. EOD? I don't think so. Okay, we got some ticket texts. Go all in on Marner. If not, Vegas or a competitor will pick him up, and he'll be a stud on somebody else's team.
Yeah.
Will Cosa be up by the time that Marner's contract expires? I sure hope so.
A lot of smarm in these texts.
There is quite a bit of smarm, including this one. I'm not sure I like Marner calling out players and asking them to wake up, signed to Dylan and Royal Oak. Jeez. Everyone keeps talking sandpaper. I must have missed where the sandpaper guys like Malpe, Draper, and McCarty played on the top line with Yzerman and Fedorov scoring like bandits. Gotta love Monday morning morons. Yeah, I think the key here would be if you add Marner, you still need to add some grit. You still need to add some sandpaper, and you can do both. I mean, how long ago was it? It's a while. Where the Wings were dealing with some of these same questions. Couldn't get over the hump. Couldn't win the cup. The captain's too finesse. They had to show a spine and a backbone. And everybody remembers the Avs and how things changed. And it was because of guys like Draper and McCarty and the grit that you can have both on your hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't win with just McCarty and Draper. You need Fedorov and Yzerman and these frontline offensive players. Marner's a frontline offensive player. 248-539-9797. We'll get some more calls on this. We're going to get to the Tigers at 9:35 this morning. A conversation with your blessing that we'd like to have. It's 97.1.
Hey, summer's almost here, promise, because we've had some nice weather. It's going to be a little cool this week, but don't wait, because whatever you need for your heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical, you got to call the team at Mastercraft. They're the experts of the heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical world. They take care of my house. They'll take care of yours just the same. You can upgrade your system right now, no matter what it is, and save up to $1,000. You can need to call for details, and you can schedule a free in-home estimate. If you need same-day service, you call before noon. They're going to be there. All you have to do is visit them online to get more information. That's MastercraftHeating.com. Online, again, it's MastercraftHeating.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Resetting where we're at, it's the Mitch Marner conversation. Maple Leaf season is over. Are you in? Are you out? Marner's getting scapegoated. He's a passenger. He floats. He's soft. He's not gritty. He'll fit in right with this bunch of losers who don't win anything in Detroit. Guys, take a step back. Take a deep breath. Point per game in the playoffs. 100-point winger who kills penalties. They don't grow on trees. The Red Wings team has a bunch of young players who are cost-controlled. They don't have to give up prospects or picks. They have the cap space. He makes them better.
Well, and we go back and forth with this argument of the Iser plan. It's taking too long. If you don't want a Mitch Marner, then what is the plan? How do you get better this year with a guy that would come on and instantly be the best player on the team?
Larkin has some familiarity playing in the All-Star game with him. Loved. It was the highlight. The highlight was playing with Mitch Marner. He loves playing with Marner. You give your captain the olive branch. You give Steve Yzerman his big piece. You give the fan base a playoff appearance. And I know it's about so much more, but you get this team out of this stagnant spot they're in, and you elevate the conversation to, we're a playoff team, and we're only getting better. Right? Because Edvinson and Casper and Pelika and all these young players, Danielson eventually, if Yzerman's drafting as well as everybody believes he is, that second wave boosts the Larkins and the Marners, and you actually have a window to compete.
And if you're concerned about term, it takes care of that. All of these players coming along, now you have instant help. Now you have more help coming in the future for players that you believe. This is where, like Steve Yzerman, there's not much of an argument. He has drafted well.
Yes.
It takes a long time in the NHL. But you can't just be a drafter. What's our thing about Brad Holmes? Like, you want to be able to complement this roster, and you've got to find ways, creative ways. And there's not much creativity involved here. You don't have to package players to send and future picks to send. This is a free agent.
Wings have a lot of estimate, $22 million. Marner's probably going to be 12, give or take. You'd still have 10. Plus, if you can get out from a bad contract more, you could add Marner and a blue liner. And a gritty third line guy. And you could be a playoff team as quickly as next season with upside because you didn't give up any of your young players.
Yeah.
All the things Yzerman still wants to do are on the table. Well, who are they going to lose because of it? I don't know. They're all locked up right now. They're all affordable right now. And the cap's going up. The answer is yes. As unpopular as it may be, the day after the Leafs get eliminated and he could have done more, and I'm still in on Marner. Let's get to Dan. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Good morning.
Hey. But yeah, I am saying we need to make sacrifices for this team. Like, in 2002, Ken Holland literally put together the greatest Red Wings team probably in history. I mean, it was like $65 million that, you know, they spent and everything. And they were like, I mean, actually, I actually heard some of the players on that huge roster actually made sacrifices, you know, with their own salary to make it happen. I mean, we need to, yeah, some players should make sacrifices and they need to get someone stardom like Mitch Marner. I mean, Mitch Marner should be our guy.
Well, I don't think the selling point is you guys take less so we can bring in this guy. I don't know that it's, I mean, it's a different time. It's a different era, different players.
I mean, the team you're talking about, 02, is pre-salary cap. So yeah. when you can overpay everybody and then skim a little off the top, it's a completely different game than there is now.
Yeah.
There's a salary cap. It's going up. They've got the space.
Yeah, they got the space. And if they want to make many more additions, first of all, they can this year. But in 2 or 3 years, when you are, if we're having the argument of how do they get past the second round of the playoffs, first of all, great argument to have. We would die for that right now. Then the cap goes up and you can find ways to get more guys.
Of course.
And you become more attractive.
Also true. Chris in Livonia, good morning.
Chris, good morning. How are you doing?
Good show. Sorry about that. Good show. Working and stuff. Hey, one side of the equation, and I can't deny it. I'm a 27-year-old guy, scores 100 points. Love to have him. But the other side of the equation is, what makes you think Detroit looks good to him? I mean, 9 years without the playoffs and everything, there's nothing. I mean, there's going to be other teams. He's going to want to, after what he's dealt with in Toronto, he was going to want to go to an established contender. I know one thing. Minnesota's got the Suter and the Parisi contracts coming up. I know they're knocking off $14 million. They'll probably take somewhere in that time frame. But I'd love to have Marner, but I think a more realistic guy is going to be Bennett out of Florida, to be honest with you. And hey, John, real quick.
Yeah.
Love the podcast, man. They're awesome.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you listening.
So Sam Bennett's still playing. He's on Florida. Yeah. He is a classic, like, gritty playoff player. I'm not going to be mad if the Wings add him, but I think Marner's the better player. So we fixate on Marner. Marner's available as of
now.
Well, July 1. But yeah, their season's over and the conversation begins and certainly has already begun in Toronto. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Lions running back David Montgomery has officially earned his bachelor's degree from Iowa State after going back to school this offseason. So
yeah, good for
that's
him.
Awesome. He attended the university from 2016 through 2018, obviously before leaving to pursue his NFL career. And the school shared a little clip of him walking across the stage in his cap and gown and some of his teammates as well, including Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown, posted videos congratulating him.
St. Brown there at the end. Look, this story is cool, and you're going to need guys are going to have to put in the work, especially now with the transfer portal. Guys' credits aren't always going to transfer, and if you go to the NFL early, it's incumbent on you if you want to finish your school. So credit to David Montgomery for putting in the work.
Yeah, it's awesome. Hey, listen to this. According to Aaron Rodgers' biographer, he'll be signing with the Steelers soon.
By the end of the month.
Yes.
Oh, by the end of May.
Yeah. Ian O'Connor, he wrote the book Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. He appeared on 93.7 The Fan's The PM Team on Friday and expressed his confidence that Rodgers will be a Steeler by the end of the month. And he also said that he thinks it will be the perfect place for Rodgers to end his career.
Sure feels like Pittsburgh feels that way.
Yeah,
they haven't done anything.
No, it feels like the Jets from 2 years ago, where they just didn't do anything and they were kind of held hostage, and now the hostage situation's in Pittsburgh.
The only other place that makes sense right now is what? Maybe New Orleans for Aaron Rodgers? With Carr retiring?
Depending on what he wants to be paid, because they are up against the cap.
Right. It's got to be Pittsburgh.
This is a really nice story. The hockey community has rallied to support Winnipeg Jets center Mark Scheifele.
Yeah.
After his dad passed away unexpectedly the night before the Jets' second round playoff game against the Dallas Stars. So despite the shock of his father's passing, Scheifele still played in Saturday's game 6. He scored the team's only goal. They were eliminated, right?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the ending that obviously they were hoping for. But players from the Stars really supported him during the handshake line. And then some of them and other people in this hockey community chose to make $55 donations to the Jets, to the Jets Charitable Foundation, because 55 is his jersey number. Sounds like a ton of money. More than $30,000 was raised in these $55 donations. And other people were supporting other charities that he supports as well, like the Kids Sport Canada. I don't know, pretty cool that people were just coming to his defense and outpouring of support.
Yeah.
It's a tough spot. I mean, you have one of the biggest games of your hockey career, and it feels so secondary when you lose a father, but he still laced him up, went out there, scored a goal, and
yeah.
Cool to see the community rally around him.
Let's see. I've got two stories here I want to share. Have you heard of the millennial mole?
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to look over here at Jim since you're not a millennial.
Yes, no,
okay,
I'm not.
So this millennial mole is like this concept, a phenomenon that has taken over social media where millennials claim that they all have this specific mole on their left forearm. It's left forearm.
At least it's somewhere you care to look.
Yeah. So it's on your left forearm, like a couple of inches below your elbow. Well, it'd be like right in here.
Mole.
I have a lot of freckles.
Yeah, I have
But I don't really have the one where people are saying I should have one.
Does it have to have hair sticking out of it?
No, it doesn't need to be grotesque or anything. It's just like a little beauty mark. But anyway, people claim that millennials have, everyone's got this like millennial stamp. Why?
You're not a true millennial.
Well, who knows? There's a lot of different reasons why.
You're on an island to himself with no generation. Yeah.
Some people say it has like this cosmic or spiritual connection.
Oh.
Others just say it's weird, the sun exposure.
Yeah.
But dermatologists are really excited that people are actually like looking at their skin because, hey, if you see something weird.
Okay, yeah, on your forearm.
Go get it looked at.
Sure.
Yeah, but.
Well, it could be anywhere on your skin.
It could be anywhere. But at least
not if you're a millennial, it has to be in one spot.
At least we're looking.
No, she's saying in general, any weird moles, get them looked at so you can take care of it.
Yes.
Heather with the news. Yeah. All right, hey, Tigers, 2-3 over the weekend, John.
Yes. They are fun.
What is this, 11 series wins?
11, and it was against their big rival, too. I'm not sure if you understood that. It was rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball. Toronto.
Who knew? Anyway, with the Tigers, they continue to win. We want your permission to have this conversation next. It's 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I think he's more than a passenger. You can call him soft. He doesn't win in the playoffs. Mitch Marner, point per game in the postseason. I think it's a Toronto Maple Leafs issue. That's a toxic situation, and if he can get out of it, good for him.
Yeah.
And if he can do it here in Detroit, even better. I'm in on Mitch Marner. I know there will be people today who think, oh, yeah, he'll fit right in with this group of losers. Dylan Larkin.
Well, then we can get to the second round of the playoffs, and you can talk about how he can't win in the playoffs.
Elevated conversations. But I think...
a preview of what's to come in a couple of years.
We'll move on in a second. But just last note on this. Dylan Larkin, 2023, played in the All-Star game. Him and Marner hooked up for 5 goals. He said it was awesome to play with Mitch Marner. You want to throw your captain a bone. You want to push your hockey team to a better place. You want to get this team in the playoffs. I know that's not the end goal, but it's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know how you take the next step from there? Yzerman draft picks deliver, right? Kasper continues the growth, and Edvinson grows, and Sider and Raymond hit another gear, and the things Yzerman wants to build this hockey team around, they can still do that. But let's have those conversations in the second round of the playoffs and move from there.
Mm-hmm.
Marner will be a winning player on a different team, and I hope that team is Detroit. Speaking of winning teams.
Oh, we got one.
Oh, we got one, John.
Best in Major League Baseball. Still. And you want to talk about best in the American League? Like it's not even really close. It's got, what, a 4-game lead over the Yankees? A, what, 5-game lead over the Mariners? And refresh my memory. Have they beaten both of those teams in a series?
Yes, John, they have. Yes.
This is a team that is just consistent. They're not a streaky team. Like we see with the Minnesota Twins, who won 13 in a row until they finally lost yesterday. But they started off the season on a streak that nobody wants, which dug them a huge hole. They're starting to play better, but I still don't believe that they're going to be a consistent team. They can't even stay consistently healthy. Now, the Tigers have had some health issues, but they've overcome all of those because of the wizardry of A.J. Hinch.
They have put themselves in a different conversation. Speaking of elevated conversations, the Tigers have the best record in baseball, and we are not early into the season anymore, right? We're past 40-game mark. It's not early. Pretty good sense of who they are, and they should be getting better with Vierling and Meadows.
On the horizon.
Good medical reports over the weekend. With your permission, guys, we'd like to move the goalpost, but we want your help in doing so.
Where do we move them to?
Where are they? What is the expectation for this baseball team? Whatever you thought preseason, whatever you thought before they really got going, things have changed in so many great ways. So many pleasant surprises. It's no longer early. We think they'll add at the deadline. They're going to get healthy. All these factors have us very excited. Where do we place the goalposts? What's the expectation, John?
My expectation is to get the ALCS. Get there and then see what happens. Could they be a World Series team? Sure. Could they win the World Series? Sure. I'm not going to predict that right now.
Yeah, the Dodgers still exist, but
yeah.
Figure it out.
But I think that they're a team that, especially if they can avoid the wild card round, and then you drop a pitcher out of the rotation, you got 4 that you're playing, and do in a 7-game series, if you have to go to 7 games, we see Skubal 3 times?
Potentially, if you got it set up, yeah.
I mean, I'll take that.
they should win this division. I think that's an expectation we can have.
5-game lead currently.
If they have one of the two best records in the American League, they avoid the wild card round in the 3-game series. I think that's a fair expectation. ALCS or bust feels like a fair bar for this team. And I don't know who in a 7-game series you're afraid of. I mean, look at the series they've won this season. Yankees and Mariners. Red Sox played some playoff-like baseball against the Tigers this last week, and Detroit swept them. Detroit took care of the Padres earlier this year. Like, look at how they've matched up with some of the better teams in baseball. We'll get to see them against the Guardians later this week. It'll be a big litmus test. ALCS or bust. That's where we place the goalposts today.
And they're playing sustainable baseball, sustainable winning baseball. They're a team that outside of that Dodgers series that they started off with, it'd be kind of ironic, what start with the Dodgers, finish with the Dodgers in the World Series, and see how much better they are at the end of the year with, you know, we have no idea what other injuries are going to happen, but they have found ways to overcome those. And I talk about a streaky team. They've had a couple of 5-game win streaks. They've had a couple of 4-game win streaks. Their longest losing streak was at 3 against the Dodgers. Since then, the longest skid they've ever been on is 2 games.
Well, that's because of pitching. With pitching, you don't go on prolonged losing stretches because the next guy takes the ball and gives you a chance to win.
So they're consistently performing in every facet of the game.
They're methodically beating everybody they play.
And correct me, I you may not have heard me say this. I've said this a number of times. Greg will probably roll his eyes when I say this. Consistency is the truest measure of performance. 2 thumbs up from Greg.
They are, and
especially in 162, if you can just be consistent, you don't have to win every game, but you got to be consistent. And they have done that through the first quarter of the season.
I mean, if they play 500 ball the rest of the way, they're a 90-win team.
I believe 89.
Okay, round up, but you get the point.
Round up? We don't round up.
Yeah, they'd have to go 59 and 57. Yeah, something like that. 56, you're whatever it is. Yes. Math on the radio.
Math on the radio.
I say that because I think they're going to be better than a 500 baseball team down the stretch. They're incredible at solving problems, right? They lose 3 center fielders and they navigate it. Last year, they have a pitcher and a half. They navigate it. They've solved problems on the fly and they're going to get solutions with moves at the deadline. Like if you're at all nervous about this bullpen, and I've seen some whispers about the bullpen, they are top 5 in bullpen ERA, but if you want some more swing and miss, a high leverage guy, Hinch doesn't do closers, but high leverage guy, it's the easiest thing to acquire at the deadline because half the teams in the league aren't going to be in a position to buy and a lot of them will sell.
Yep. And it's going to cost you the least.
Yeah, you're not giving up top 100 prospects to get back end relievers. It's the cheapest, easiest thing to add at the deadline. If that's your biggest concern, I got good news for you. You're going to be able to add that. They're going to have creative solutions to any problems that pop up along the way. I think they've shown that. So, yes, one of the two best records in the AL. Avoid that wild card round, winning your division. These are things they didn't do a year ago. Winning the ALDS, something they didn't do a year ago.
Right.
Hard to fault them at that point. If they don't get further than the ALCS, you'll be bummed because they lose, but you won't look at the season as a disappointment.
No, and we're always looking for measuring sticks with this team. Is it for real? I think after a quarter of the season, you could say, yeah, it's for real.
Sure.
And the next measuring stick will come against Cleveland. 4-game stretch at home at the end of the month. 3 games on the road to Kansas City. We'll know even more. And as master of the obvious, the more baseball you play, the more you're going to learn about this team. And what we have learned is they've got really good pitching. They've been, other than that, really the series against LA, they've been very opportunistic with runners in scoring position. They are disciplined with the strike zone. And AJ does a great job of creating matchups, protecting guys in the order, or exposing guys when they have a good matchup. No lineup is the same. The only thing that's really been consistent is Javi Baez's bat ninth. Other than that, you've got a different leadoff hitter.
At Carpenter a little bit.
Bounces around from, you know, third, fourth, fifth.
Green too will bobble up and down. Yeah. Look, that's the other thing with this lineup. And we had questions about this lineup before the season started. They don't have easy outs in this batting order.
But the hole in the lineup has been, they've always had the one, right? With Jace Young, Colt Keith early in the year, Akil Baddoo now.
But they don't have, like, they used to have 4 or 5. Like,
that's my point. The back end of the lineup, you got Dingler who's hitting almost 290. You got Baez who is hitting 290. That's your 7-9 hitter. And then all of a sudden, Vierling comes back. And we had this text earlier. We're kind of building up Vierling as he's like this all-star coming back, or Parker Meadows is an all-star coming back. Jace Young was batting 100. It's awful. Akil Baddoo right now is batting 167. Do we think either of those guys will be better at the plate than Jace Young or Akil Baddoo?
Both should be. And both are good defenders. I want to see Vierling in the arm, but both, when healthy, are good defenders. They're also good base runners, which is the other thing this team does really well.
The thing is, it's like there's a little bit of a charm or magic to this, because you're right about Baddoo. He'll be gone soon. He's going to go down when Vierling comes back. But he makes that catch yesterday.
Right.
Two catches.
Right. But and he's in that spot at that time when they need him.
It's the wizardry.
Right. It's the piecing together that, look, you can be what all the wizard you want. That's lucky timing that he just so happened to be up to make that play.
Is it lucky when it happens over and over? Like Jace Young.
Okay, so
and
the he knew that he needed Baddoo a week ago when they sent Young down. Yeah, I'm going to need him in Toronto.
The only time it didn't happen was last year in the ALDS games 4 and 5. And I think it's a different conversation when you get deep in playoff series. Yeah. But for the regular season, the mixing and matching, the money ball thing, I mean, the A's never won a World Series, but you can have some great regular seasons. And if you have a good enough regular season in today's baseball, you avoid the wild card round.
And how much does that experience?
Sure.
Being in that position, playing Cleveland, how much does that pay off this year? Especially since those guys weren't blocked.
Really?
I had to throw it in.
I'm going to show real growth. I'm not going to take the bait. We're going to go to commercial. We're going to continue this riveting conversation. We have a bunch of thoughts on the ticket text and the phones. It's 97.1. Winning run. Tigers take 2 of 3against the rival Toronto Blue Jays.
That's comical.
Like some teams, there's a natural rival. You got the Subway Series with the Yankees and the Mets.
Yeah, you got a Chicago Series between the Cubs and the Sox. Okay, I get that.
I know the Blue Jays and Tigers used to be in the same division, but...
Yeah, manufacture whatever you got to manufacure.
Our bitter rival. How much do you hate the Blue Jays? 2-4-8. Just another weekend, but another weekend where the Tigers win. Mm-hmm. That's 2 of 3. Our question was, we want to move the goalposts. Defining a successful season. Win the division, be in the ALCS. Is that a fair bar to set for this baseball team right now? Ticket Texter says, biggest concern is they're hitting against playoff pitching. Okay.
It goes both ways.
Tigers need a hard-throwing closer reliever with strikeout stuff. Come trade deadline, poach one from a non-contender. Need someone that can get a big strikeout when needed. Vest isn't that guy. Really strong, but not that guy in the playoffs.
Right now, that's my initial want. Now, things can change, obviously, before the trade deadline. Injuries happen. But if I were to say, what does this team need right now to get to the ALCS, to give them a chance at the big games in the World Series, is, they need a dominant closer.
Well, that would be great, too, but I do think one of the few flaws on this team has been the way Brisky's pitched this year. He's not pitching like he pitched last September. So if they're missing that a little bit, the guy that can get the punch out when you need it most. He was important in that run last year.
Yeah, very. Both those guys.
Holton was critically important for this baseball team, too. They used him as an opener. They used him as a super reliever. He almost had 100 innings last year, and I don't know if we're seeing the effect of it. Holton's last 8 outings, he has an ERA of 6.48. He's given up 6 runs in just over 8 innings.
That's
something to circle there, because he was a key cog last year out of the pen.
Yeah, but
you'll add a bullpen arm.
Right. Brightside, Job is probably, I thought that was a huge start for him yesterday. You want to win the series. You know, I think a tough place to pitch to a degree. Big bat and Guerrero, you know, I just thought that was a nice spot start for him and a good sign for the future here, especially with Mize. You know, they're going to run into a problem. Potentially Cobb will be back, but they're going to have to start managing Job's innings.
Well, we've seen that already a little bit. I think there was 12 days in between a couple of starts where they skipped one, and it was opportunistic because of the rainout, the doubleheader, and they were able to buy him an extra start.
They'll probably do that two or three more times. One naturally right around the All-Star break. I think they'll be wise and do that.
We are talking off the air. Just you could create almost a 16 days rest if you get him in the rotation out at the right time. Take the games leading up, the games leading out of the break, and then the break itself.
Well, and that's part of why being in first place is so beneficial is you have a little bit of wiggle room.
They did that with Scooble last year. I remember now. They bought him some time off around the break.
I think the understanding is, and the Dodgers have been doing this for years, you need more than five starting pitchers to get through 162. You'll trim it down to your best four power arms for the postseason, but you need six or seven starters.
And they've already used Montero.
Yep.
They're going to get Cobb. Mize will be back. I mean, Mize is already part of that rotation. But, yeah. They're going to have six or seven arms that they can draw from.
And I have no problem with Montero starting. I'm, like, at full trust with him at the back end of a rotation at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to get hit up occasionally, but he's number five guy.
He is what he is. Number five, you just kind of hope can get you a 500 record in their starts, right?
Yeah. And Joe might be putting this thing together to go back to what you said there. There's a couple starts in a row that going back to against the Red Sox, some big punch outs, building some confidence. You know, he wasn't perfect against Toronto, but he had some big strikeouts. I mean, when his stuff is, he's twisting guys up, and it's not one out pitch. Yeah. It's the changeup, it's the power fastball, it's the breaking stuff. He's only going to get better.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at what he's been able to, the first time in Tigers history that a pitcher's first eight starts have all resulted in victories. Now, he's only got credit for four of them.
Well, he hasn't been, like, great in all of them. Like, the Rockies start, he gave up six runs in less than four innings.
Right, still gets a win, right?
So it's a little misleading.
Yeah, we're talking about how good that is for him, and then we take Jack Flaherty, and we talk about, well, is Jack Flaherty dropping off? It's, you got to take each start and see what the team around them did defensively and obviously support at the plate.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.